Cousin Joe Show is where it's at. Yeah, the Cousin Joe Show will be right back.
Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show.
Welcome.
On this Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Because Thursday is the day that the pilgrims sat down with the Indians and they had themselves a peaceful dinner. A
peaceful dinner together.
They spoke each other's language.
Uh-huh. They gave us the gift of maize.
Of what?
Corn.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Stop confusing me, Dan.
I'm sorry.
Just show just started. Don't do that already. Good.
That's what they would want you to believe, Joe.
What? No, it's too early in the show for this.
Okay, I'll save it for 8 o'clock.
Before the...
On the dot.
Before the show, it came up that we brought up conspiracy theories last week, and apparently a few of you fucking lunatics actually believe in some of this shit. And Dan, I think you mentioned on the show, you listened to a podcast that...
I listen to all kinds of things about conspiracy theories.
Not because you believe it.
I think they're fascinating.
Right. Whereas I could never do that because I'd probably have an aneurysm. I just get too angry and I can't listen to it. I can't do it. But every time there's a new one and it just blows my mind that because the latest ones are like 100 times more psychotic than the last one. But, lateralists.
I'll keep you informed.
Lateralists in the chat. BS, Indians. I think you meant PS. Indians can't cook. Yeah, did you see that?
That Indians can't cook?
Well, not just that.
There's a very nice Indian restaurant near me.
I hate Indian food. I say that as someone who's never tried it, but who knows, I can't eat anything spicy or my IBS will flare up. And I think it all smells like BO, so I don't go near it. But some guy, I think in the UK, no, maybe it was here, I don't know. Some guy tweeted something about how all Indian food is terrible. That's it, that's all he tweeted.
Yeah.
That turned into a whole discussion and debate, Dan, about how it's racist against Indian people and how...
No, it sounds like an opinion. Oh, we have a call.
I gotta lower that ringtone. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Good evening, Cousin Joe Show.
Hey, this is Frankie B. Flat.
Oh.
What's going on? Mind if I talk to you? Don't get personal. You mind if I talk to you?
Frankie B. Flat, go ahead. I can't imagine what you're about to talk about, given your nickname.
I'm pretty big on the YouTube. All right, now listen, Dan, what's the biggest lie you've ever been told?
The biggest lie I've ever been told? Shit.
The biggest lie ever been told?
Like in my personal life or just in general?
Stop jerking my chain. What's the biggest lie you've ever been told?
I don't know if we're talking about like in general life, like, you know, when they
taught like maybe
us about,
in school, what
when
you,
they
taught we
us
were
that
taught?
Shit about the Indians or like when they taught us about Columbus sailing the ocean blue.
And he was a nice guy.
He was nice. Well,
Columbus was a Guido like me.
Right.
Columbus, flat earth. The biggest lie you've ever
wait,
been
why
told
is the dumb conspiracy guy Italian? I don't like that.
The flat earth guy?
Yeah.
Flat earth. I'm from Long Island.
Oh.
The globe. The earth is in a globe. It's a flat earth that's in a dome.
But oh. but NASA has photos of the earth in it.
Well, NASA does.
They say the Earth spins at 66.6 miles per hour. That's the number of the devil. It's a flat Earth. Have you ever gotten a magnifying glass and used it like to burn ants?
Yeah. Well, no. I had weird kids that I knew that did that as a child.
If you get the moon and you catch a moonbeam and you put it on your hand, it's cold.
It's cold. I if someone can link that video Royce is referencing and they played on ROTC.
You look like somebody who reads the Bible. And let me tell you, there's 200 proofs. There's 200 proofs in the Bible that the earth is flat.
So far you're wrong about everything. But
the earth is flat.
It's not. It's look, just because I know you mentioned that the earth spins at a certain rate of speed.
Like a record.
But we're not all on the gravitron. You're not going to feel that.
The government's lying to you.
See?
You gotta understand.
I don't think that was an argument to what I said.
Finally, someone making sense.
I don't...
NASA's lying to you.
I don't think...
Have you been in space? Do you know it's round?
Yeah, I've seen plenty of photos and images.
It's Photoshop, CGI, the deepfakes.
So they took pictures of the flat Earth and they curved it in Photoshop?
They flattened it out on a table.
Hey, yo, Toad, if the moon is something out of cheese, why is it so delicious?
Wait, what? This is a whole nother... You shouldn't be eating the moon.
Sorry, guys. Frankie Blatt's... You should... listen, please. You have my blessing. You can watch Frankie Blatt videos because there's so many of them.
If someone wants to send one in the chat, last week I saw you guys play that video on Thursday, and holy shit, that was hilarious.
But okay, co-host.
It's amazing. What?
What you need to do is...
What the fuck?
Hey, Dan, you know, watch these Frankie Flat videos. If you love watching these conspiracy train wrecks,
I love it.
Watch Frankie B. Flat.
I will.
Fucking hero.
I don't know what makes...
You should watch...
I don't know what makes me... Sorry, it's the host of the show talking now. I don't know what makes me more angry. Conspiracy theory... Conspiracy theory... This is Joe. I don't know what makes me angrier. The conspiracy theory nuts or just the plain old nuts like Royce. What is it called? That guy you play on Daywave who thinks everyone is a plant like in the Truman Show and he punched that delivery guy.
Gang stalking. You gotta get into gang stalking.
Gang stalking.
What's that?
You know what, Dan? I'm going to teach you something.
You're going to teach me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, guys. No, seriously. Have a. I'm sure I'll call again.
All but right.
For right now, have a good show, Cousin Dan and Second Mike.
Okay, asshole. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Royce. Oh, look, you got a...
There's our beloved
Royce. You got something in the chat there, Joe.
Oh, we got a YouTube super chat. Somehow we're still monetized.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah. Mersh, Nightwave Radio, thank you. $5. Joe, Flat Earth Gay Guy, Coletta. Also known as the host of the show. Thank you, Mersh. But, there it is.
That's right on time. Thanks, YouTube.
That's Streamlabs.
Oh, whatever the fuck. No, that's Streamlabs?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that came through YouTube.
But I can't believe you haven't heard of gang stalking. I mean, you're all up on it. This fits into the conspiracy shit that you're into, Dan.
Oh, does it?
This gang stalking shit.
You guys know that the...
This is the... Okay, look, they play this on Revenge of the Sith, but I have to play a little bit of this for you, Dan. I was listening to it last week before the show, before you got here, when you were stuck in traffic. But
You guys know the Earth is flat?
This guy's face on the right says it all. Why are you talking to me? Who are you? Why are you holding your phone in my face? I'm just trying to buy some fucking bananas for my boyfriend. What are you doing?
Only on the not round side.
No, but seriously, you know our Bible tells us over 70 times the Earth is flat? Did you know that? And they can't break through the dome above us?
This is the problem with society today, Dan.
What is the problem with society, Joe?
I remember in the 90s growing up...
Guys, Joe's telling us what's wrong with society.
If I was out with...
As if it's not Joe.
If I was out with, let's say, my father or my uncle in a grocery store and we had to go pick up something...
Uh-huh.
I mean, mom did all the shopping. Not that... If that ever happened...
Right.
And this happened, it would be an immediate, get the fuck away from me. But everyone's too pussified now to speak up and say... Or even politely, you could say... Can you stop what you're doing and go away?
Right.
They're standing here.
You don't want to upset him because then when you try to do your video blog, you know, he might not be on it for you. You got to trade spots.
You don't want to ruin your cred to get guests like this guy?
Beckett Boys like is happy Thanksgiving, Joe and Dan.
That goes up.
Paid to say that.
It just...
Well, Fat Keck Boy donated through Super Chat and he said... What did he say?
Have a happy Thanksgiving, Joe and Dan.
Thank you, Fat Keck Boy. Appreciate it.
He didn't even tell you to go fuck yourself or anything.
Why are you saying that like that's a normal thing to say to me?
Because I assumed that it would be something like that.
Well, don't encourage it.
I'm not encouraging it.
It turns, it goes into the ocean.
I've been a scholar too long. Buy that one.
Oh, he's been a scholar.
Oh, wait, sorry, wait, hold on a minute. This is my YouTube channel. I'm pretty popular. Well, I don't think I'm that popular, but I'm popular being
a... You know what is... I think
he has a stuffed nose.
No, he's just... a dumb Guido who's gotten his nose broken too many times for opening his big fucking greasy mouth. That's why he sounds like that. Joe. I know a lot of them.
Joe,
growing
I can't
up,
believe you feel that way about Guidos.
I'm not a Guido, so
it's
fine. But that's why he sounds like that. And this is really depressing, Dan. Frankie B flat.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he's hip because it's the letter B.
Oh, it's not B.
No.
Oh,
no, no.
It's like an initial.
He has over 2,000 more subscribers, almost 2,000 more subscribers than we do.
Yeah, but he's probably been doing it longer than us. It's the only reason why.
That doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. This makes me sad.
JG says it sounds like Joe calling into Patrice's show.
All right. You know what? If I called in with a cold, it would sound exactly like that. You're right.
Hey, hey, everybody needs a wise guy somewhere.
So you're a scholar?
Joe's a dago.
My old man used to tell me I was smart, Alec.
Yeah, me
too. Is that a joke?
You're smart.
Is that a joke?
You born in New York?
No.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, the People's Republic of California.
Now it's just devolved into a pleasant scholar? Conversation. Like, now they're just chatting.
Well, I'm realizing the guy on the right, he's wearing a t-shirt, Dan.
He's the world's greatest farter.
But it's farters crossed out and it says mean father. So this guy has a great sense of humor.
Wait, explain the joke to me.
After the show.
Thanks.
It's too highbrow and it's going to take too long. I'm going to wait till we're done.
I understand. I'll write it down in the list of jokes that I have to ask you about after the show.
Okay. So this guy, the guy on the left, I'm still trying to figure out. I thought the two of them fuck each other.
Maybe. They might.
Just because older white guys...
Oh, and he's got him, yeah.
The queer ones, anyway. They seem like the young Asian boys.
Okay. I haven't followed much of their...
that's
not the kind of porn I watch, Joe,
now,
so I wouldn't really know that they're into that.
Based on my grocery shopping experience.
Right, so when you're staring at old guys in the grocery store, there's usually some Asian guy fucking
when
it
they're
up
in my
you.
Field of vision.
Right, I understand.
And I'm trying to find where the beer aisle is.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You said...
Yeah.
You don't believe the earth is flat? You think we're living on a spinning ball flying through space?
Wouldn't it be great if he was just convinced right there and he's like, oh, okay.
There's no such thing as gravity.
I mean, that would be the best way to get him away from you. Yeah, you change my mind.
Buoyancy.
Conversation
no, seriously.
Over.
No, I mean if...
We've been lied to.
Oh, Frankie B. Flat.
I want to ask you a question because I usually...
Oh, wait, you're a scholar.
That makes a lot of sense. Moving on.
How much are the grapes?
What was that?
How does God hang a flat object on nothing?
Well, God made us. I mean, it can do anything.
I just stop you right there. That there is no God. So.
Whitebot said Dan is not in on the trends. Is not in on the trends. The homo community, like Joe, is.
Well, there's a lot of questions we don't know, but
no,
we're trying
not.
To find out.
There's not a lot of questions.
We're looking for the answers. We want the truth.
Not when it comes to what shape the fucking Earth is. There's not a lot of questions.
Years we've been
Siege Luigi says that's his kid.
You know.
So he gave him that shirt.
Oh, so he has dead sperm and he had to adopt?
He gave him that dead, clever shirt.
Because I can see the clouds on certain days. I can see clouds in front and behind the sun.
I can see clearly now.
And the moon gives its own light.
Wait, that was it? That was the point? Some days he sees clouds?
Yeah, the chemtrails.
But does it? No, he didn't even elaborate.
I was supposed to. I thought I was going to go into that.
But he didn't.
I know.
He just sees clouds.
I think
days.
He can only focus on one conspiracy at a time.
But what is the conspiracy of clouds?
God. I don't know.
If you had a good magnifying glass and you captured that moonbeam and put that moonbeam on the palm of your hand, it gets cold. The sun and the moon are the same size.
It's cold.
And they rotate inside the flat earth, the dome.
How could something flat...
Well, he sounds like a college student.
I can't listen to this shit!
I just research it.
I
don't feel like I'm flying or spinning, do you?
When the moon hits your palm like...
What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry, I was singing a song.
When you're in an airplane and you're flying, you don't feel like you're flying, but you know you are. And you can see that if you look out the window.
You can see what?
That you're actually flying. You're moving.
Well, that's why
But you can't feel it because you're not.
This guy's almost just as dumb as Frankie B. Flat.
Remember that beverage? I'm going to get a bunch of that tonight.
Well, I took a cruise over the summer.
Oh.
And as far as I can see, it was.
We went a half a mile off the shore.
and the boat didn't dip down 90 degrees, and I didn't go underneath the earth and come back on the other side.
Also, did you know when you're in the national waters, you can gamble? That was good.
My cousin Vincent, he's got a racket out there. It makes it kill him.
Anyway, so the moon came up and it made the moonlight beams, right?
Which are cold.
They were freezing cold.
Especially if you got a glass.
I put some in my soda pop.
If you got a magnifying glass, it magnifies the coldness.
Yeah, so you could see it closer. Also, it's colder.
You ever put a rubber band in a freezer?
That's the
only
horizon. As far as your eyes can see, is it going to look fine? But it's an optical illusion.
No, but if you got a good binoculars or a telescope.
Binoculars.
And you were to sit on that boat and look at
it. You have binoculars?
Another boat that disappeared.
Is a binocular that spray for your mouth?
But if you looked in those good binoculars, you could still see
that. Stop saying it.
Well, that's
dopey fucking WAP asshole actually thinks if you stand somewhere with binoculars, you could see the edge of the earth.
You can see it turning off the edge of the earth. You know, sometimes you're at the stadium and you're like, I want to see the quarterbacks. You get your binoculars.
You got to put down your big foam hand first. You got to take it off.
If you take the binoculars and turn them over to the rightwards, you can see the end of the earth right over there. I don't know. I changed them to Chicago in the middle, but that's, you know, I get the idea.
A lot of people believe, they say, well, you'll fall off the edge. No. What surrounds us is a giant ice wall.
Oh,
that's
like in
15,
Game of Thrones.
20 stories high, and we don't know.
Oh, you're late. Are you leaving?
They don't tell us what's
over.
Where
are you going?
You see the sun and the moon go around.
The ice wall
was
in fucking
Game
of Thrones?
In and they spiral out.
Oh, they spiral out.
That's how we get the seasons, and that's why man can say, you know, like
winter is coming, Dan.
Is the first day
of winter is coming.
Because they know the clock.
What clock?
It's pretty wild, right? It's like,
it's not wild.
It's almost as if
it's boring and crazy.
This guy's like, my ice cream is melting. Can you finish?
Because what I want to say to you is one more question is, do you know...
These are not questions. These are the rantings of a lunatic.
In all mankind.
These are not questions.
Do you have any idea what it is?
The giants are behind the wall.
Which one are you referring to?
The biggest one. The most important one. Well, do you... Right, the Earth is the center of the universe. No, you're right. We are the center of the universe. There's no such thing. There's no probes. There's no probes on Mars.
There's no probes.
They never went to the moon. But the biggest lie in all mankind is that when Jesus said...
Oh, here we go. This is,
that Satan
this is where you want to go for your evidence. ...that Satan the
world deceived.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's because he has the people believing.
Uh-huh.
They live on a spinning ball flying 66.6 miles per hour.
I thought they didn't believe that during
space.
The Bible times.
They didn't. They thought it was flat.
That's so ridiculous.
He even gets nonsense wrong.
Also, did you know Jesus walked on water?
The third planet from the sun.
There was actually a platform underneath the water. You don't know that. That ain't in the Bible.
Empty a Poland Spring bottle and try to walk on that wall.
Can you walk on it? No, you can't walk on it.
You know what? It's going to freeze up and become the end of the earth.
If the moonbeams hit it, it's going to get too cold. You're going to fall down.
So cold.
Yep.
You are the
so anyway,
of the
he died, and then 3 days later, he's back.
He's back.
He's back again. He ain't really dead.
Planets. When you what was that?
That's a relative perspective.
Well,
it's a relative statement to say that we're the center of our universe.
Well, yes, of course.
How many more hours is this video?
All you have to do is Google it, research it,
Google it,
read your Bible, and just
once again.
Since I was a kid, my dad was a
once again.
I've been studying nothing. I don't believe everything my dad did because I have more information on those things.
But did he ever tell you that the Bible says the earth is flat? Over
no,
70?
It does not say the earth is flat. There's nowhere in the scripture that it says the earth is flat.
Open up. In Genesis. Even before.
I like to play Sonic the Hedgehog on Genesis.
In the first book of the Bible, Genesis, it'll tell you the earth is flat.
Yeah, I like when he does those roly things. He becomes a circle, unlike the earth. But he becomes a circle and he goes around.
You have to do the research yourself.
That game's also a lie.
Give you all the verses.
If you've done the research and you know this, you'll be able to tell me which verse you're referring to. Because there's only
22
verses in the first chapter.
Right, so...
The biggest lie was when you play Road Rash on the Sega Genesis and you go down on your legs, you get right back up.
How come
you would get burned, you would get raised, you would get road burned. and rash, as the game is called. You wouldn't be able to continue on your motorcycle.
And then you hit the guy with the stick.
It's like a pizza.
He falls off his bike.
What? It's like a pizza.
Yeah, it's not a spinning ball playing
this
space.
Guy just...
It's like a pizza.
You know?
You're funny. I like it.
Okay. Well, I heard you guys talking about it.
No, they weren't.
And I wanted to, like,
no, they were not talking about
weird.
They were talking about like when do these grapes expire? You know. How much do they cost
per
pound?
Did you say Flutter?
Regular people like me and you.
How many people do you think he goes up to in a
I think he just spends the day in the supermarket doing this. Like someone just like, excuse me, sir, is the Sprite on sale? Did you say Flat Earth over there? Okay, let me come over there with my diorama and I'll explain to you. That he's got like one of those three panel things from the science fair product. Science fairs.
Yeah.
As you can see here, Genesis said...
Oh, fuck. I can't take any more of that.
Joy of Pessy. Hedgehogs ain't that fast, they don't wear shoes. It's a conspiracy. Oh, that was fun.
Fuck.
That's good. All right. See? Conspiracies, Joe.
I just want to see...
Hey, listen. You have scientists on your side. I have guys like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's
he
really,
did the research.
It's really up in the air. Who's right?
God is on our side.
That always ends the argument right there.
When it's convenient, he's on our side.
He
when
just,
there's stuff
oh, we,
in there
we,
I
wait.
Don't like, I, we ignore that part.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He just uploaded a video 4 days ago.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see what that one's about.
Is this him? Hang on.
Hello again, my brothers and sisters.
Oh my God, this is him. I am so ashamed to admit. I have an uncle who has friends that I've met over the years, and this is a familiar look.
Wait, Joey of Pessy. I know a plumber and he ain't step on no titles. Fuck, that's funny.
Instead of, well.
What? Don't.
Oh, there he is. He's got a lot of comic books.
Hope all is well with everybody.
Well, he's reading up on his fact-based books that he has. These are all literature about the Earth.
Did you see this about a Captain America?
Trying to wake up people.
Wow.
But the other day, I had some guy knock on my door, and he started preaching to me, and he didn't want me to film him, but I kept the camera going, and
this guy, he's not okay,
know,
but
he's probably
is
in
he...
his 40s.
I mean, he seems to be doing better now.
Totally
look at those comics he has.
He just woke up.
Brainwashed by the system.
Thank you, Hex.
I'm going to play a couple of
clips.
Said
his birthday to me.
You can listen to him.
It's not your birthday.
Oh.
It drove me crazy with this guy. I wanted to throw like a pie in his face, but
anyway,
I'm
going to
play it. I hope you can hear it.
Well, all right, so the thing is, I would never edit it or delete it. So I don't even know how to
He was worried I was going to tape him now.
You did.
You were taping him.
And now you're playing the tape.
As a principal, I don't, I wouldn't.
Are you a principal?
Just to fix the cameras to make sure it looks good.
Lateralist says this is future Joe.
That's not nice.
Basically, I'm not trying to stand here and say, these are my words, my things, my whatever. But if you want to look at JW.org, and enter your question there, that's our official website, and it will answer it from the Bible, or I'll answer it without being recorded.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
But I thought he likes the Bible. Why is he upset with this guy?
Read the Bible.
Because this Bible follower doesn't align his beliefs with his, yeah, they have to be exact. Yeah.
You got a little, if you look at the video, you got a little.
Yeah, I can't.
I watch on TV.
I might be able to.
Like Jack Benetti, Harry Stone, all those.
Sure.
Not one of them told us that the Earth is flat. And in our Bible
Joy
now, we're finding out there's over 200 verses.
I can't.
Joey of Pessy. Hey, do you have the latest issue of Spud? You say Flat Earth? Oh, fuck. It's very easy to make me laugh.
It's
that accent just fucking nails it. That's just funny to me.
Because I'm sure, like, anything in like that me, accent's you funny. Grew up around
oh, yeah,
relatives like that.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Okay.
I love the. Like, when you don't, you kind of don't know what you're talking about, but you're so convinced. Like,
and so confident.
That you just, about, like, oh, so.
That's, yeah, that's exactly.
I mean, that's how I spend most of my talking, but still.
But yeah, this, I mean.
Well, that was fun.
Troy Pesci. Hey, do you have the latest issue of Spider-Man?
Did you say Flatoid? Literally just said that one.
You just, that's the one you read?
Literally just read that one.
I wasn't listening to you.
I know you weren't.
It just came across my screen now.
Okay. Well, you're always on some weird delay.
Why am I on a delay? I'm the one broadcasting a live on this computer. This is Dan
WAP2. I am also of Italian descent, lateralist. Thank you.
Yes. But we're, I don't know. I mean, I spent so much time around them. Those people, you know, not Italians? Just, yeah, but family members and then, like I said, like my uncle's friends.
The friends,
that I picked up on that dialect, because I grew up with it.
The accent, yeah. When you get mad, it comes out.
It does come out when I get mad, but it also was there in my early 20s, as you heard on the Patrice call last week, remember? Like, I don't know at what point I guess grew out of it would probably be a good way to put it, right?
Maybe.
I don't know, but it is a thing. When I get excited, I do.
Yeah, your THs turn into Ds.
I don't do it on purpose. But
I know, it's very funny. You're also very pronounced in your stand-up.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Are you stand-up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm just going through the chat. Yeah, I know. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to you, Dan.
Why you said that?
Well, I'm just looking at everyone laughing at me.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that happens every week.
Yeah, but for this specific time, I'm explaining myself.
Oh, that's good. Well, Joe, we got some flat earth out of the way real quick.
Joe's fireworks and dirty comic book store? Nah, there wouldn't be any comic books in that store.
Joe, it would be the exact same thing for Joe, except he would just start regaling you of tales of Pearl Jam concerts he's seen over the years.
While lighting M80s, tossing them over my shoulder.
What's that? You wanted some fireworks? Did I tell you about 1997? They were so drunk, they played Even Flow twice.
Miami MILF, I couldn't hear past the douchey plugs to hear your accent. Fuck, that's funny. All right.
Rich is the best young stand-up comedy show.
Yeah, I forgot he did that. I don't agree, but all right. So yeah, obviously we're live tonight because we're not going to be doing a show on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Although I could totally go for that.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to be back in
town. I think I've reached the age 5 years ago where I can't be bothered with family holidays.
Right.
It's the same thing every year.
You do it because it's an obligation.
When I was a kid, I used to love it. I used to look forward to it. We used to have Christmas at my house.
Right.
I would be looking out the window waiting for my cars
to
pull up. Now?
They come and tell you about the flat earth. Come here, Joey. Sit down.
Well, they tell me other things that I probably shouldn't be hearing. It's a different kind of... Anyway.
Then I shot him in the head.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
So... But no, it's just, I think when we talked about this before Easter, right? This is how every holiday goes now. And over the years, my family has dwindled, especially one side of my family.
Right.
No one talks to each other.
Okay.
And when I was a teenager, when I got my license, I thought I was going to bring the family together. I drove.
Did you think you were? And the only one you got was the aunt.
Okay. I got both. I got, well,
a no. White bomb wants to know if the aunt will be there.
No, no one's talked to her in over a decade, maybe longer.
Not since Joe turned her out.
Okay, look.
Mm-hmm.
That never happened.
I know it never happened. Guys.
Did you just make a face?
What? I have a little tick.
Oh, all right. Hope you get treated for that.
Mm-hmm.
But the turnout has dwindled significantly since I was a kid. And now it's just...
Is it because you started talking more?
Wow, that was mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the one that got you? I just talked about fucking your aunt. You just let it roll right off your back.
No, because that's out of the realm of possibility. What you just said...
is possible.
It's possible. I mean...
is Joey going to be there? Oh, we can't make it.
It's like the friends next door. Don't invite him. He takes his dick out.
It was one Christmas.
I do remember I told the Otto and George Pope joke at Thanksgiving dinner table.
Nice.
When I was young.
Did you have to go over to the kids' table after that?
That was when I learned that my uncle, on my mother's side, not one of the uncles I mentioned before, not an Italian, that's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was offended at the word cunt.
He was offended at the word cunt?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I get maybe I shouldn't have said it at the Thanksgiving table, but...
I like that everyone was all gathered around being thankful, and you're like, anyway, here's a story about a cunt.
No, it was. It's an Otto and George.
I get the. I wasn't going to do the whole. Yeah.
No, I don't expect you to.
I don't know.
I'm sure anyone that knows Otto and George, most of you, I'm assuming, hoping.
Maury wants to know if you ass fucked your aunt to death.
I never ass fucked a family. Why do I have to say these words? Dan, what did you do?
What did I do?
What do you keep doing?
They asked about it in the chat. I wonder why
they're asking.
I don't know. Probably something Ian did.
I did not fuck her in the ass till she evaporated, Kitty.
It was the mouth.
It's the only way to shut her up.
Oh, hey, John.
All right, look. Anyway, I don't even know what I was talking. Oh, so
you had everyone gathered around Thanksgiving table.
And it
was before Joe destroyed the family.
Right. This is how it's been the last at least 5 to 7 years.
Right.
You know I know as much about sports as I do ballet. Like, I nothing.
He likes the tight pants.
No, well, yeah. Here's the big joke, Dan.
Uh-huh.
And boy, does it get funnier and funnier every fucking holiday.
Uh-huh.
So every holiday there's a sports game on.
Yeah.
Normally football.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's a Thanksgiving thing. Yeah.
Right. And that's always on the TV.
Right.
And I'm sitting down on the couch with everybody else, and my uncle and his kids, my cousins, naturally will be very interested in the game. And
right.
He'll ask me, so who do you like to win?
Uh-huh.
See, Dan, because I don't...
Because you don't watch
sports. Because I don't watch sports.
Oh, my God.
And then they laugh, Dan.
Oh. Oh.
And that never gets old.
No, it doesn't get old, Joe.
And I made a joke one time about 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You clicked that twice.
What?
I made a joke 12 years ago because the Cowboys were playing, and I said, I'm in for America's team. I just heard that somewhere.
Yeah, America's team.
And it was like I just came up with the cure for cancer. The amount of holy shit... He knew they're called the America's team. To this day, it's a recurring joke.
That you said America's team?
Yeah.
Joe, I'm going to just go way out there on a limb. I don't think your family has the best sense of humor.
It's, again, it's a certain part. It's the one that, well, not all of them, because, I can't single out names, because I feel bad that
Vinny, get
people
in here.
Go back and listen to this.
Vinny, but there's he said one, America's team.
There's one
this
that's
guy
still
over here.
No, see, they're not Italian names.
Oh.
That's the thing.
Well, that's why I can do that.
And there's one.
Now it's just a character.
That's hilarious. And I talk to him about, and we laugh about this, what I'm talking about, for years now. And it's great because every year he'll be sitting next to me and he'll purposely laugh along and look at me knowing I'm getting angry.
Driving you insane.
But yeah. The other ones just think it's funny. And it's not, Dan. It's not fucking funny.
Kevin Gallego says, do they call you Cousin Joe or just Joe? And Kitty Razor says they call him Anti-Fucker Joe.
I'm not Puerto Rican. I don't call any of my aunts auntie, for starters. And also, I never fucked my aunt or auntie. Okay? Can we get that on record? Once and for all?
He was thankful that she didn't shit on his cock.
I'm looking at the chat. That's the Lord they're talking about.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Why would they talk about that?
Now, only the crazy aunt that I didn't fuck called me Cousin Joey, Kevin.
Mm.
No one else calls me that.
In her memory, that's why we call this show what we call it.
And yes, I heard you read that question. See, I'm paying attention to you. Mm-hmm. I'm just answering it now.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, for Christ's sakes. Except your Laura Jo. I can't. Because I'd be... I really have to explain why I can't accept my Laura in this case.
It's the more that you deny it, the more truthful it is. Mm-mm.
So if I admit something that didn't happen, that makes it less truthful?
Sure.
Okay, so I fucked my aunt this time.
Dude, you guys hear that? He admitted it.
Oh, Jesus.
What an asshole.
Right.
God. Gross.
Look. Thanks a lot, by the way, producer Dennis, for making that promo. Out of all the things you could have cut up, you made that promo for Royce and Mersch to play 7,000 times on Revenge of the Sith, and Dan ran with it, and this is something I have to...
I didn't. The chat ran with it. I just was with them.
It just happens to be the only thing you read from the chat.
Too much running.
Right. You don't like that.
No. That and stairs.
Right. Fuck.
Joe Pesci, there we go. Was that so hard?
Ew, Joe, you're nasty. See, I can't win, Dan.
What?
Joe got shit on his cock confirmed. No, this is not a confirmation.
Marie, Joe, that's his family. See, when Joe used to watch the Taboo porn series...
Used to.
Sorry. When Joe watches that Taboo porn series, he thought that was like an instruction manual. Oh, fuck your aunt. All right, cool. I'll do that. That sounds good. We'll keep it in the family.
Oh, shit.
Joey, it doesn't count if it's in the it's. Edelio.
Oh, Christ. What?
Kitty Razor went back. Call back wow, from a while back.
Did your parents get jealous when you were fucking that girl at home that got raped by her stepbrother? No, it wasn't a stepbrother. It was her brother. And she didn't get... I don't know if it was rape. It was just... I don't know. It was just family fun.
Oh, they just like...
Yeah. For those of you who don't get the reference, I told a story a while ago. One of my first girlfriends, I was over at her place. We were fucking in her room. And I knew that her brother was downstairs. And she was overly screaming, moaning, loud.
Like overdoing it?
Yeah, I thought so. I don't know.
Like you didn't even have it in her yet. And she's like, oh, God.
It was loud. So I remember going, your brother's home, can he? And she goes, no, he can't hear anything. I found out later that when she was younger, he molested her, or they, I don't know what you'd call it, there was some kind of relation there, and she was moaning to make him jealous. So, I mentioned on the show that my solution was to take her to my house.
Right.
Where the brother wouldn't hear it.
Uh-huh. And then your own family could hear.
Well, surprisingly, Dan, I don't think she moaned as loud.
Really?
In my house.
You did, though, because you wanted them to hear it. Oh, it's so good. You hear that, Auntie? It's so good.
No, Auntie. I didn't live with my aunt. What are you talking... What?
What?
You keep...
So good.
But that reminds me, there was a girl...
Wow.
That... It was my room in my old house was right next to my parents' room.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my bed is on one end of the... room.
The far end?
And if I'm looking at the wall across from the bed, uh-huh. That wall separates my parents' room.
Right.
And I had this girl over, and she was, and, you know, when you're young, you like to tell yourself, you think you're invincible, and you like right. to tell yourself, you downplay everything. Nah, they can't hear that, it's late.
Yeah.
And my dad made a joke the next morning, or something, and I said, oh, was there noise? He goes, I'll never forget this, he goes, noise. I thought I was going to have to call her a fucking ambulance. I was like, oh, God. It was so embarrassing.
That's great.
It was shut the fuck up, Casper.
I didn't do that.
I know, it's Dan's fault.
I didn't do that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't do it just now.
No, you didn't. Not just now, but you know.
I just read it was on the paper.
I understand. I understand. But yeah. No, Marie, I was not trying to make my aunt jealous. Again, I didn't live with my aunt, and I never fucked my aunt! How many times I gotta go through this?
You just said before you did.
I'm not explaining this. I'm not explaining this anymore.
Yes, it's Miami. Okay. I'm pretty sure some of the listeners clipped it.
Yes, Miami Mill, if it was awkward. Clipped what?
You're saying you fucked your aunt.
Non-con. Hey, Uncle Vinny, Uncle Tony, Uncle Carmine, Uncle Paulie, it's America's team. Once again, these are the relatives I'm talking about are not...
Yeah, that doesn't fit the narrative at all, though.
Sorry, I'm breaking the narrative. I'm just trying to inject truth into this.
When have we been interested in that shit?
Tooting
your own horn there, Joe.
Oh, because I have a big cock?
I was fucking this broad all night. My dad's like, oh my god! You fucking is so loud, I had to call an ambulance.
You know, Dan, that's not what I sound like.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Well, yeah, they know what I meant.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they get it.
Oh.
They're like, oh, that's Joe's voice.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, whose aunt totally didn't shit on his cock, Coletta.
Oh my! See what I mean, Dan? Look in the chat.
What'd I do?
Eveline, wait, did Joe really fuck his auntie? No! No!
Don't rewind a few minutes, Ian, because he talks about how he did.
Oh my god. You fucking asshole. You fucking
asshole. Here's a good aunt. Amanda Michelle says, Big Cock Joe. See? We'll talk, there you go.
Well,
that's not about your aunt.
It's not.
So?
God damn it.
Focus on the non-aunt stuff.
What? Kitty Razor? What? Did your aunt's ass ever stop bleeding or did you have to bury her in the backyard? You know, I don't know why that would be an option.
See, Miami Milf says, wait, was that a recording of Joe? Because it sounded so much like you.
Oh.
They thought it was a recording.
Okay.
No, Miami Milf, that was actually, I was doing an impression. It sounded like Joe. Oh, I'm starting to blush.
Getting flattered?
Hmm?
Getting flattered over there?
Nice. It was a nice compliment.
Okay. I'm glad you're happy and having a good time tonight.
Yeah, well.
You know.
Somebody's got it, right?
Wow. Asshole. Okay.
Well, let's not talk about you fucking your aunt anymore.
I never did, so there's
I know,
it's always
said we're not going to talk about it.
Right. I'm glad you put
it
that way.
It up.
That really, you know, clarified things.
Yeah. I'm going to set it straight. Guys, Joe never fucked his aunt. See?
Simple as that.
Simple as that. Joe never bent his aunt over the
Why are you painting pictures? Why are you painting pictures?
He never did.
Of an event that never happened.
He never bent her over the dining room table.
Why are you squinting your eyes?
At Thanksgiving in front of everybody.
Why? You're making this really...
And she was like, not in my ass, Joey.
I don't know.
She never said that.
I don't know why you're setting a scene.
Because he wouldn't stick it in her ass when she said not to do that.
I don't know.
That's rude.
This is a little detailed.
Uh-huh.
It,
and then boom, shit all over his dick.
That didn't happen.
But she said not to do it in the end, so technically it's his fault.
See, it sounded like you started out saying I didn't do this.
Yeah.
And then you...
I said none of that happened.
Right, but then...
That's what they think happened, and I'm telling them, no, that's not what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing, right?
Yeah, because they're like, is this how it happened? And I'm like, no.
Right, and you're not giving them ideas.
No! Gross.
Right. Because you wouldn't do that to me.
No.
I mean, we're close friends and everything.
Yeah.
And that would be hurtful if you put it out there in the world that I actually fucked a family member.
I'm just hoping your Zanny brain takes it out before I see you in 10 days.
It's very likely. Benzos is on my side. Yes, it is.
Cousin Dan is the Bob Ross of mentally ass-throttling ants. He paints murals.
No, Amanda Michelle. No.
Who's that happy?
Take away from today's show. Joe fucks all his ants. No!
Just the one ant.
No! Zero!
Zero ants.
You know, and
there's a happy little ass. My voice right crack. Here. Happy little fuck in the ass right here, up by the tree.
I never had a poopy dick. Don't call me Joe Poopy Dick Coletta. I never. Well, I did, but not my aunt.
I remember that story.
Yeah. Well, some girl I dated.
That was in a car.
And then a couple years later, her mom, I met at a bar, and we went in the backseat of her Mazda.
Oh, you fucked the mom and the daughter?
I never fucked the daughter. I went out on like one date with her. She was too weird. But
then you fucked the mom?
Not on purpose. It's not like I saw it after her mom. It was like years later.
I'll show you, bitch.
It was like 2 years later.
I fucked your mom.
Was in some Salzburg bar.
And your dad's in trouble, too.
It was my early 20s.
Yep.
I was drunk. Obviously, she was.
You didn't fuck her aunt, did you?
But yeah, we're in the backseat of her car. And
you're fucking her mom, and you're like, you got a sister?
I put it in her ass, and then it was dark. We're in the backseat of a... We were in the backseat of her car in the back of a Grand Union parking lot. And that's how long ago it was. And I remember I put my hands down on the seat and I just felt slime and what felt like maybe, I want to say a peanut, but I don't know. It was dark.
Oh, I hope it wasn't a peanut.
I don't know. It was dark.
Perhaps someone was eating peanuts there earlier.
But that was the only time I really... had anal sex and
oh, there's a phone call, John.
I got no enjoyment out of it.
Sounds like she didn't either.
Well, who knows? Actually, she did because she said maybe we could help each other out. Maybe we could do this more often, and I can give you painkillers.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it never happened again. But she pretty much propositioned like if I go fuck her,
fucking for painkillers.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good deal.
I mean.
Except for the shitting all over your dick thing.
That was, I mean...
Anyway,
luckily,
call her.
Luckily, I had a bag on. But, oh, hi, Cousin Josho.
She was kind of weird, so I fucked her mom.
The Cousin Joe story.
I didn't do it on purpose. And when I met her in the bar...
Oops, I fucked your asshole.
Dude, it was one of those, like, last call, she's dancing... drunk by the jukebox.
Uh-huh. With her cane.
And I'm drunk, and I just walk up, and she gets close to me, and I just go, in my head I'm thinking, fuck it, why not? I just go in for a kiss. And I did. I didn't know it was the girl's mom. And, you know, that happened. Did he hang up?
No, he's there.
Oh.
Oh, no, maybe he did hang up.
Did he hang up?
I believe he hung up.
Okay.
Yep, there he goes.
Ideally.
So I knew about the part where you got shit on your dick.
It was,
never knew the part about how it was.
First
a
of all,
girl
I was,
you
I was,
dated's mom.
Daywave, send the Skype, send down, moron. Yeah, I know. Well, it's the ringtone that's louder than your voice. That's the problem. I have to fix that. But anyway, I was wearing a bag, and look, it was dark. I know it's super loud, Royce. I oh, fuck. Dan, why do I have to keep defending myself here tonight?
About what?
A lot of things.
What are you defending yourself about?
I don't know. Incest, Skype volume, you know, the usual.
Those things are on the same level to you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Anyway, I'm pounding out this bitch's mom.
Oh, Daywave.
Daywave's voice was super loud. Idiot.
All right.
Well, who's he talking to, you think?
Probably you.
Yeah.
Because you're the one that Skype's on your laptop.
It is.
So you should see the volume on it and maybe lower it.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really have to. I have it on the board here. Relax. Don't do anything.
No.
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch the microphone.
Don't touch anything.
I like how you'd blame anything on me ever, considering if I touch any setting of anything, you lose your fucking mind.
Only when it's convenient.
You're like a dad with a thermostat.
Who touched the Honeywell?
Who touched it? I had it at 68 degrees.
God, I remember that growing up. That was a thing. You couldn't make it a certain temperature.
Like 69, it had to be 68.
68 was our
thing.
It couldn't, if it was like 69 and a half.
Yeah.
Who touched the Honeywell? Who touched? You know what the bill is? For? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a thing.
$38? I don't know what.
Yeah. Marie's here for the Skype help, she says.
Thank you.
Good. We need it, apparently.
Could you call in not on Skype since it's too loud?
I mean, that's clearly on Royce's end. He has his send turned up way too loud when he calls in.
Oh, is that what it must
obviously
be? It can't possibly be your settings.
Never. No. I mean, it's been fine all the other weeks, you know. I haven't touched anything tonight. I don't touch this board when it's not Thursday or tonight, Tuesday, you know. So, Joe emptied the can, then filled the can, could let it. You know, it's funny. I do feel like I have to pee. The problem is these cans are really small.
Yeah, but you got that cup right there.
Oh, yeah, I do. I have other cups, too, behind me. Yeah. I'll have to do that in a minute. What do you mean, Kitty? I can tell you who touched the ante well. What? Dan, why are you still talking about this? What have you done?
I didn't do anything.
Really?
Static Void's here for the incest.
He's got to answer Siege. Did we talk about gang stalking yet? I stepped
out
for a
minute. I
don't think
we got to
it. No, but we have to.
Good news, gang. Good news, Siege Luigi. You didn't miss anything. Unless you like incest fucking. You missed that, then.
There was none of that.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
But you missed it.
There was nothing to miss because it didn't happen.
I know.
Do you?
What?
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
A picture of her?
Stop it.
I just want to get the picture in my head.
I need you to stop now.
Okay.
Yes, Amanda Michelle, this is Red's Wicked Apple Ale.
Oh, it's Wicked Apple Ale.
Yeah, and I thought it was cider for like months until it was pointed out to me that no, it's just, it's ale.
Thought it was good for me.
An apple a day keeps the earth flat.
Did you say flat earth?
Is the Skype volume on auto adjust? Did you have a recent update? Marie, everyone's going to start yelling at me for doing tech talk, so I'm not going to answer your question. I'm just going to deal with it during tonight's show and then figure it out and fix it after.
I'm sorry, correction. Miami MILF is right. It was incest fucking in the butt. I have to get it right.
Okay. That
didn't happen.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
That's the point.
I forgot the part at the end there.
Didn't happen. But I do want to teach you. Why is everyone saying this is gross? This is fucking delicious. Have a sip.
Is there a new fucking sponsor?
It should be, the way I held it up there like a faggot. You're right.
Is that how they hold it?
I don't know.
Hold it like this.
Have a sip.
Yeah.
It's like
smells like that cheap fucking...
It's like 8 or 9% or something. That's why I like it.
Oh, it tastes like that cheap...
It's not cheap.
Like that cheap...
Cheap?
Champagne they give you like on New Year's.
What?
Huh?
It does not taste like champagne.
Whatever.
Maybe apple champagne.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Joy of Pepsi. Still going with this and it still makes me laugh.
Go ahead.
Hey guys, did you know Star Fox is alive? Foxes can't pilot spaceships. He's just going to go through every fucking game. I'm going to laugh every time because I'm fucking simple.
Hey, look, again, I got to teach you now. I got to teach you something.
Uh-huh.
Gang stalking.
Uh-huh.
If Royce is in the chat, if he could please... This is his thing he does on Daywave, and I'm acknowledging that's where I know it.
I'm borrowing it. Until you fix Skype.
I'm borrowing it. Shut up. He'll do that. Shut up. I'm borrowing it for a little bit tonight. You have no idea.
You're ripping off Royce's bit?
Shut up, Dan.
I just was asking.
That's not a question you ask me live on the show.
Amanda Michelle says Angry Orchard is better. Because it's a... Emerald.
Well, it's a real cider. Yeah, no, it's good.
That's someone up in Walden?
Warwick,
I used to live near that one.
No, it's around there. You're right. It's up the thruway.
Oh, Joe Pesci says the last one he promises. God damn it. I like those jokes. Go ahead.
Really, dude?
Gang stalk.
You like those jokes?
Is this like gang banging? What's gang stalking?
Well, is there a link in the chat? Because I'm looking it up, but I want to get the video. I want to get the guy, because, I mean, there's plenty of fucking... Excuse me.
Explain to me the general idea of it.
Okay, so gang stalking is, I'm sure Froze Nation is in the chat most likely, right? I'm sure
he could find it. Actually.
Well, gang stalking, Dan, is, it's not that funny. I didn't even tell you yet what it is.
Suspicious Spam just said, I just realized they're in the same room when they passed the cider. Fucking blew my mind.
That is... Yeah, it's because it's so spacious in here, you would never know that we're in the same room.
God, I'm sorry.
This loft is just, you know.
I'm sorry.
Can you please stop giving me nicknames like Joe the Ant Fucking Machine Valetta? Because that's not...
See, that's not even true.
Thank you, Dan. It's not true.
He never fucked his aunt.
Thank you.
In the ass.
Dan?
On Thanksgiving.
You don't have to make details.
I know. I don't...
What was that?
I just want them to understand.
I don't think you're making them understand. I think you're adding to the lore, as was said.
Miami Milf wants to know if you have any man drinks next to your White Castle burgers.
No, because I don't put my drinks in the freezer.
Burn.
Sick burn.
Fucking nit. I'm not fisting on that.
Oh.
Wait, that's not what you call that. Fist bumping.
I was going to say.
We're not fisting here.
The show's not over yet.
You can have your keys back when we're done.
And I just swore to hide them. All right, look. We need to... I need to get the link of the guy. But gang's talking, Dan. Hold on. Let me see if I could explain this simply to you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Really, no one in the chat has the link yet?
Just fucking explain it, for Christ's sake.
Okay. Basically, these people... think they're living in the Truman Show, Dan. They think everyone around them is a plant. They think all these people are put there to watch them and study their behavior and see how they react to things around them. When I say things around them and how they react, Dan, it could be as monumental.
That's a good word.
Thank you. I'm glad I delivered it so well. As someone walking by on the street on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
But that's put in place to disrupt their life.
So they react to it?
Well, they're looking for a reaction.
Right.
Because they're plants.
Right.
Now, this guy that Royce found
mm-hmm.
is, I would say, he's the foremost. He exposes this movement, this gang stalking movement that is out there and very real, Dan. And he shows examples. He has cameras set up all over his place. And this is one of those guys that obviously was born into money and has no idea what to do with the money or his life.
Oh.
So he lives by himself in this expensive apartment in California, I think, and has cameras all over the place, does nothing but stay inside and film everything and then post videos of what he films. And I just need to show you an example or two. If someone in the chat can find... God damn it. Royce, can you just give me a link? You fuck, I know you know where it is. I'm assuming he's still in the chat. Hold on a second. What are you giggling at, Dan?
Oh, Kitty Razor was just asking a simple question.
Simple question?
Yeah, she just wants to know, when you say monumental, do you mean like how you pounded the shit out of your aunt's chocolate starfish?
And like you said before, Dan,
that never happened.
Right. I feel like the more you say that never happened in that tone of voice,
yeah,
it sounds like you're being facetious with me.
I would never be facetious, Mr. Joey. Facetious. I would never do that.
Was I slurring that word?
No, I was.
Okay. See, this is troublesome. There is much more gang stalking videos on YouTube than I prepared for. So I don't know which one is his channel.
So he's going to keep stalling?
Yeah. If someone in the chat, you have to get a link.
You said it 8,000 times. They're not going to help you out of this.
No, but I just
They like watching it.
I just need...
They like watching you try to figure it out.
It's going to be a long show.
Uh-huh.
I need the
There's
guys...
There's one. There you go. Marie sent the link.
Thank you, Marie.
The chance of this being something hilarious. Oh, so good.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. She could have sent you anything that's there.
All right. Thank you, Marie.
I am being fish feces. I'm sorry, Joey Pessy.
I didn't say fish feces.
That's what Joey Pessy said. Royce's prepper.
Your TV is a...
Okay, look. Asshole.
Royce, where the fuck's my link? I'm a big deal.
I'm going to pick on a video he did a month ago, Dan.
Okay.
And I think he's going to explain for you what I've been trying to explain.
I haven't used my GoPro camera hat in a while. I feel I have enough proof of plants being placed in my path that I don't really need to use it anymore.
Potted.
But I've decided to pull it back out because a couple of days ago,
watch this,
had a couple friends over. And I made it clear to them That this guy is friends. 90% of the time that I leave,
these are people he met in a Facebook group chat.
There's someone outside wearing plants. Gray, or at least the first person
the
I'll
color
see
of the people
has gray
shirts.
On. So I decided to take a few day period,
it's meaningful,
just to see what happened, see if I could get some proof. So this is
the colors of people's clothing, Dan.
Yeah,
are all meaningful. Each color means something.
Over 4 days,
screaming.
Well, actually 5 days, but one day I didn't go outside.
Oh,
you done with this?
Yeah, thank you.
This is Saturday morning, first time I go out.
Yep.
God damn it.
Now I'm going to head out. There's nobody on the street. Cab goes by. Now as I'm walking,
it's a yellow
people
cab.
Approaching.
What's
I'm
that
going
mean?
To the lobby of this hotel to get coffee. And I point them out. Now you can see the girl's on the right. She's going to cross over for some reason.
Because you're
to
a
my
creepy
side,
fucking moron.
Go left
and you look like
in that
a-
lobby.
Psycho, so they don't want to be near
over.
You. Yeah, that's why
and
they're
she's
crossing.
Headed in that direction for some reason.
The direction
right
away from
about
you.
About to go left. And you can see, gray shirt. And she has blue jeans.
Holy
she
fucking
she has a
shit.
Gray shirt. It's
Dan,
literally the first.
I don't know if you heard this guy. It's not just gray. Yeah. She's wearing blue as well.
Blue and gray?
The identifying colors of a plant.
Person I see for the day. Now I'm going to go left to avoid her. But
no,
she
she's avoiding you, you creepy cunt.
In my path. This is the first time that I go out. This is the next time.
I mean, you got me. Convinced.
Next morning. Boom. First thing I see. Look at that. The guy has
the
blue
ceiling.
Jeans and a gray shirt.
Dan, it's a guy walking by his place, and wouldn't you know it, he's wearing blue jeans.
Does he know that that's a fairly popular color?
I don't think he does.
Okay.
Also, the guy's wearing what looks to be a flannel-type button-down. With touches of gray on it. So, this is an evil plant.
Oh.
I didn't go...
By the way, all these people that are walking by his place, Dan, all these... Well, yeah, just... I'm not even going to elaborate. Just all these people.
Does he think that song Touch of Gray is about him?
The colors are about him. Mm-hmm. All the people that are walking by his place, living their lives, are all there for him. They're all put there... For him, Dan. Yeah. Just so he could not notice them. Yep.
Go out at all yesterday
if
after
people
that.
People are following you or whatever, why would they color code themselves so you know?
I could tell you the answer to that because
yeah.
I've seen his other videos
yeah.
watching Daywave.
Okay.
If someone walks by in orange, mm-hmm. he'll say, look, he's wearing orange. If someone walks by in green, look. They're wearing green. Doesn't matter what color.
It's just whatever color he sees.
It's just whatever color he sees because he's a fucking psycho. But what is really fucking aggravating is there are people that believe everything this guy is saying and think that they too are living in the fucking Truman Show.
That morning, the very next person
yes.
I see, gray shirt. He was planted.
He was planted, Dan.
Sounds like the joke. Miami Mills says, sounds like the cousin, the Joker Letter story. It's
you can
all
see,
about
there's
me.
Nobody else on the street.
Wow, that was
it's
me.
Not like there's a bunch of people walking around, and it just happens
no,
to be
everyone's
one
trying
guy
to stay away from
sort of
you because
in
you're insane.
They know
that's
that
it.
Crazy guy lives down the street.
Yeah, and because I can't, we don't have enough time to find the video.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to tell you, there's a video, Dan, and he's bragging about, like, look what I did, standing up for myself. Some poor fucking guy was delivering, like, an Uber Eats or something, and he runs out and he attacks the guy.
In real life?
Yes.
That really happened?
Yes, there's video of it.
This is about the people. There, that guy goes. There's nobody else on the street. Next time. Now, I skip Monday. I don't even go outside.
Oh.
This is Tuesday in the morning.
Monday's dangerous, Dan.
Monday.
The door, Monday.
Skip Monday.
I'm going to go outside. It's
and
a great
go
car.
Outside all day
not
Monday.
A big deal.
Great car.
Nobody out walking.
The car's gray, Dan.
Not a very busy street.
Not busy.
It's not busy
street.
At all.
Oh,
not busy. I'm going to walk out. And head to my lobby.
Your lobby is outdoors?
I turn left, and boom! Another gray shirt planted directly in my path. This is later that day.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to dump something out in the little garden area.
All this kiddie
some
porn.
Water. And I look to the right, and boom! Another person with a gray shirt. Look, watch. Go close up here. Light gray shirt, blue jeans, And look, she looks at me.
Dan, I don't know if you heard that.
Uh-huh.
Our fucking jeans were blue.
Most people don't have blue jeans.
This diabolical plan that is going on around this poor man is getting worse and worse.
Mm.
The amount of jeans people are wearing that turn out to be blue.
Yeah.
Suddenly she's looking up at nothing because there's nothing there to look up at. Oh. She's just in my view on purpose. Look at her gray shirt.
Stay out of my view.
This is the very first person I see
in my view on purpose
as I leave. This is.
Does he ever interact with the plants? Does he yell at them?
Only when he beats them up.
Four times in a row that I'm just doing this. I already have told my friends this happens.
You don't have
to. I decided to pull the GoPro out to document it, and it's happening every time.
All right, guys.
How many videos do you think where he walked out and he saw someone, you know, in this week where Gray was the
shit.
What?
You're one of them. Tom Amon just pointed it out. Joe's a fucking plant.
I am wearing gray.
Joe's a fucking plant, you guys.
The show is a lie. I'm not a real person. I'm a plant. It's exposed.
Hey, you're wearing a gray shirt. Out. Do you think like they're like all they like have like a little like a van?
With didn't happen.
TV monitors and stuff, and they're like, "All right, he's coming outside. I need someone with a gray shirt. Go around the corner. Walk by his house, please. Okay, right. good. I'm gonna see how he reacts to you. Oh, he's staring at you.
They'd have to have cameras.
He's talking to himself.
Okay. Again.
Yeah, he's talking to himself about your shirt. Good. Okay.
Make sure you look up at the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, in his mind, these people would have to have cameras inside of his house to know when he's about to approach his front door and open it,
mm-hmm.
and choreograph when they're going to walk by it.
That poor girl just stood at the corner for fucking 8 hours until he finally walked outside. She was like, fucking finally.
And then, yeah, what got her out of it, thankfully, was some jerk off going,
did you know the earth is flat?
And she went, oh, fuck, I got to get out of here. And she kept walking. Otherwise, she would have been there forever.
I wonder if the two of them ever met. There's a great conversation.
Car. Goes oh, by. I would love to hear
not
that.
Not a big deal. There's no people. So, later that day.
Very nice.
Later that day.
Something up. I got to dump out.
Again?
What boom. Look at that.
What do evidence
you have a sink,
is,
sir?
I know.
Why does everything got to go outside?
Right across the street from me. Hard to see.
Oh, but it's there.
Right in my view was a guy wearing gray. And there's another guy behind him wearing gray.
Fucking view.
This is the second I opened the door. You see that? Directly in the view of where I'm looking, where my head is directed, there's a guy with jeans and a gray shirt.
So they knew where directly his head was going to be directed.
So this is the very...
You know what I love? He doesn't point out. He says jeans. And it looks like this guy's actually wearing like dark black jeans.
Yeah, but they're still jeans.
But doesn't fit the narrative.
So they're
but,
just jeans
but
now.
It still fits. Yeah. Now it doesn't matter what color. Just jeans.
Next time again. All the times that there's been somebody, they've had gray on.
Except now, for the 18
I know
times
there's a
the
person in orange
gray.
Here, but that wasn't where my view was directed as I just showed you.
Oh, okay.
Randomly? So he saw the person, Dan, but that's
but
not
that
where his view
count,
was directed.
View. Now, I wonder if... Now, this is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think his view was directed at the person in the gray shirt because he's looking for somebody in a gray shirt?
You might be onto something.
Okay.
You might be, because even though he sees people in other colors,
he's focusing.
They're not in his
because
view.
Because they're the plants.
Right.
Right.
But the person in the orange isn't in
is
his
not
view.
The plant. So if I wear a gray shirt, that means for that damn plant, and then any
on
other
day
I'm off.
It depends on what color
yeah, so
he sees that day.
If
first color shirt person he sees, right. That's the evil color.
So on Thanksgiving, I'm just going to wear a totally different color because I don't want to be a plant on my day off.
Well, God help you if someone else is wearing the same color
oh,
walking
shit.
Behind you.
I don't know. If
you are fucked.
Statoid's wearing gray right now.
Show up, but I'm just showing you the first person I see is gray every time.
Oh, my God.
So I stopped filming after that because what the hell's the use?
Yeah, because other people walk by wearing different colors, and it's
yeah,
not
I don't
useful
have any film of that.
To your bullshit narrative.
Yeah,
so
I can't.
You just don't, yeah.
I have enough proof with my other videos.
He has enough proof.
This mm-hmm. is just further proof
mm.
that what I'm saying is true.
Further proof.
This really
it's
drives
a form
it home.
Mental torture, mm-hmm. to
this,
be honest.
There's any doubt
I approach
before.
These people
mental
and say,
torture.
Why are you wearing gray? Or if I say, what color are you?
Did he just say he approaches them and asks them?
He said if I approach them.
What are you wearing? Please just in case maybe my eyes don't see it properly. They say, I guess gray? They're all robots. The question is, why is it happening?
Dan,
the robots.
Hold on, I gotta read what he's put on the screen. After just editing the video you just watched from 3 months ago, and after continually still going through this gray plant nonsense, I decided to randomly videotape when I went outside next.
Old child support. So it's 6 p.m. and my neighbor is coming home from work. I look outside to see if he's home, and boom, there he is.
It was a few months after the video I just spent time editing. And
you're a terrible editor if it takes you 3 months to edit what we just saw.
Well, he had to find all people in gray shirts.
Example.
He also had a wedding video to get to.
I'm going to show you one additional example.
He had to go through 30 hours of footage to find gray shirts.
See here, it's actually 8:27.
Uh-huh.
And what am I going to see? Oh, it's fine.
Big old daddy coming.
Across. There was nobody. But suddenly there's somebody.
What?
Light gray shirt.
There was nobody and then there was?
Because he kept waiting.
Look at this. Only 4 hours after I walked outside, somebody showed up in a gray shirt.
10 months later. This was months later.
A few months later.
Yeah. But wait, I decided to do it one more time later the same day, which is the only other time I would even look outside.
Okay.
This man's afraid to look out of his windows. You understand that?
So he's kind
of
like you.
Okay.
All right, fuck it. Let's do it again.
Oh, shit.
It's a little later in the day.
Shit's getting real, Dan.
Yep.
It's getting real.
It's actually 4:16.
I love how he pulls up the info to show the proof of when the video was taken. Door.
What will we see? Look at that.
I mean, look, gray sleeves walking by.
That's close enough.
That wasn't enough. It's directly not. Across.
It's not enough.
From my path of view.
Yeah.
Is a gray building.
A little kid with gray sleeves.
What about the guy wearing all black and, well, black and blue jeans? What about him?
Over.
He doesn't count.
And over. He's not a robot. Every time. Look, I was just editing the original video yesterday. And was like, let me try it again with a camera. I already know that it happens.
So what we saw before wasn't filmed with a camera?
All the time. And I don't use a camera. Because it's tedious.
Sir, this is all you're doing is using a camera. What are you... What?
Joy, so the first two times, I decide to, let's do it again. It happens again. On camera. That's because it's really happening.
But wait, no one will take me seriously, so I have to keep doing it.
Joey of Pesci says, if I approach them screaming, you'll never take me alive. They always seem to run away. Clearly they are spying on me.
It's March 16th. Yesterday, I edited the additional uploaded
this in
footage
October
I
put on my
great plans video. I uploaded the first interview from the documentary.
And this is the first time I'm going out. Asshole. The next time. I just figured... Let me do it one more time. See what happens. I don't need to keep doing this, but people don't accept the truth. So I'm going to keep doing it.
He uploaded this video 6 months after filming it to compile all the gray shirts.
I'm going to go get some coffee. It was around 7:40.
No, you're not. You don't leave your house. 45.
Go out that door.
Uh-huh.
Who has a no smoking sign on the inside of their front door?
I'll wait here a little longer. So yeah, the timing works.
I don't know why I just
I'm looking out
on
at
that
anything.
Being
I have no idea what's
evidence
out there.
For him being a weirdo.
I can't see anything.
But
I mean, the child.
You can't see anything because your door's still closed.
I'm not looking through it.
What?
So I got no idea what's out there.
The thing with the toddler, I mean,
let's go now.
Why is the kid alone? Oh,
where'd that guy come from?
He was walking down the street holding a skateboard, so I'm assuming he was somewhere riding his skateboard.
It's kind of overcast. The skies look very gray.
You don't live on a cul-de-sac. You live on a main road. People are going to walk by.
Black and white hat. Gray van goes by.
Black and white hat.
Black and white together.
You get
gray.
Yes, you do.
Oh,
watch
my
him
goodness.
Walk with his green skateboard. So you can see. That was the first person I saw today. You know, no one else out in the street. Not a single person.
Look, 90% of the time, I go outside.
That's not every time.
The first person I see is wearing gray. In the morning, it's usually every person. The first person I see for the day has an article of gray clothing. It's happening on purpose.
It's a popular color.
Chances of this happening on a regular basis.
We seriously need to open mental institutions back up.
Like loony bins?
Yeah. They need to come back. There's a minute left in the video, but I
oh, good. Do you think...
do you want to keep...
Do you think he finds someone wearing gray?
This is virtually every time is statistically infinitesimal.
What? Is that a real word? I'm not going to pretend I know what that means. Is that a real word?
Infinitesimal.
Could you type that in?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Thank you. I think we just made that up.
Infinitesimal?
It's Dictionary Day on the Cousin Joe Show.
Infinitesimal? Word.
Yeah. What is that?
You know what? One more time.
Really?
A couple hours later.
You've said that 20 times.
I wanted to see what the sky looked like. This was the very next time I went.
Why would you look at the sky? There's no reason to look up, like you said to that woman that was looking up.
Yeah, that
up.
Woman looked up. Maybe she knew that you were a plant.
Are you a robot? Why would you be looking up at nothing? Asshole.
Went outside. I was like, fuck it, I'll just put the hat on. Just to see.
There's some funky stuff happening in the sky out there.
It looks like a dark cloud or something. A sun, it seems.
I think they're rain clouds. Very funky, Dan. Very funky.
Funky.
So I'm going to go outside.
You're going to investigate?
Take a look.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what you find.
Who the fuck are you?
See if we see
your... So it seems like you need to go to your happy place tonight, Mr. Barishell. Allow me to help you.
Thank you, Frozen Nation. I could use a happy place after watching this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
No,
oh,
this is not Wonderwall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why is there a hype man for the Gallagher Brothers?
That's
I don't,
yeah.
I don't remember.
One, two.
An outtake? Yeah. What was that? That
you said one, two.
Yeah. Oh, I got it.
Yeah. Oh, nailed it. Wait, what happened? It went off.
Jesus.
I didn't get to hear him singing. Is it broken? Joe, I think it broke. I didn't
now
get to hear him sing.
Now I have to hear it. Now I have to hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dan, no. The bit.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Is he doing karate? It sounds like karate.
Black people karate.
What is that?
That's really gross. I don't know. No. No.
Oasis.
All
right.
That's not the right lyrics. It's not.
Right, yeah.
He's staring at a screen reading the lyrics and he even got it wrong.
Is
this a doo-wop version? Why is he snapping his fingers?
Let's keep the beat.
What is that? What is it? What are the. What? Becky, the word is on the
street that fighting your heart is out. Oh, man.
What is on his head?
Soul.
What is that?
I mean, he's pretty much nailing it.
It's like, roads we had to walk what is on his head?
That's probably a tinfoil hat, so the plants can't see him.
Oh, well, that would explain it.
Yeah, because what happened before he made the video, he looked out his window, and there was a guy wearing an orange shirt.
Right.
And that was the fourth time he saw someone wearing an orange shirt. They're also doing construction outside, but that's a coincidence, probably. So anytime
you could also
he looks
argue
outside,
that this man's hair is gray.
Oh my God!
Yes,
his hair is a plant.
It is. He has a picture, poster of himself taped on his wall behind him. Unless that's his brother that got killed in a gang drug war or something. I'm assuming.
Oh,
it's one or the other. I'm just saying, I won't be surprised. All right.
I think we got the idea.
We more than got the idea.
All right, let's go back to the person who's sane.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, while we're out.
Look at that. My door is where it always was.
I can't tell.
Maybe but that is an Asian. If my eyes don't deceive me, that man should be delivering Chinese food. mm-hmm. but he is not holding a brown paper bag. What is he doing there?
Eyes are messed up, and I can't see properly.
Don't talk about that.
Maybe like, I just have a chemical imbalance.
Maybe.
I'm imagining things.
Maybe that's part of it.
That's possible.
It's gotta be it.
It could be it.
Mm.
And there's nobody else around. There's nobody there.
Except just for that car that just rolled by.
Doesn't count.
They're yeah, I'm there. Done doing these
that
camera
guy was
examples.
Wearing blue. That's different.
I don't right. need to prove it anymore.
No, of course
it's
not.
It's all right there.
Yeah, made your point. Gotcha. AaronProof.com.
Well, I mean, he showed us.
By the way, his YouTube name is I Am Truther! Exclamation point.
Well, because I Am Truther without was taken. So to add that, so you know.
I
am Truther!
Fuck. Well, now you know what gang stalking is, Dan. Go on.
Oh, I'm going to fucking read up on this for fucking ever now. Yesterday I was reading all about the Mandela effect.
I mean, again, up until now, you've been aggravating me with the conspiracy theories you come across.
But I'm not aggravated. I think it's fucking amazing.
I know. That's the difference. I wish I could have that point of view, but no, I just get too angry with this shit. But are you now intrigued?
If I'm ever unemployed again, I will definitely film everyone who walks by my home.
But you have to do it for months on end and make mm-hmm. sure you choose one color.
And only choose the videos that fit my narrative, of course.
And edit
yeah.
those in there, right.
Because I've noticed
that... And ignore things in the background.
Either literally the only time he went out... Like, so what he's saying is he only left his house once every day for those 5 days. No, I'm sorry. One day, Monday, he didn't even leave the house once.
I was going to say, I know on Mondays he does not leave the house.
All right. So, he did not leave the house at all. And the only time he did, he saw someone with a gray. So, I don't understand how that works. Because he just didn't leave the house at all.
It doesn't work at all.
Okay, I was checking.
None of it works. Merces. Become a targeted individual. It's fun. I'm not sure what that means.
Mm.
Is that a gang stalking thing?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's targeted. They're targeted. They're planting.
Oh, all right. So that's... Yeah. But seriously, what do you think is... hold on. I'm going to take Merch's advice and look up Dr. Catherine Horton. I have no idea who that is.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is their... I don't want to say end game, but... Okay, look. In this guy's mind,
uh-huh.
What is the reason... That there's this group of people,
right,
that put people outside of his place of residence,
right,
wearing a certain color that walk by when he opens the door. What do they have to gain from him seeing that? I'm trying to figure out his mindset, his perspective. Dan, what is their goal? What is it?
Well, they you see.
This is what's so aggravating and frustrating. There is none. There's
they're targeting him.
Well, whoa. I just looked up Dr. Catherine Horton on Marcia's advice. Mm-hmm. And
I believe she heard a who.
Yes. One of the videos is titled The Importance of Having a Dick.
I mean, I find it important for peeing.
The problem is it's 2 hours.
Boy, I think we could maybe we'll watch that over the 10 days we're not doing the show.
Hold on.
And then we can kind of cut some parts up that we want.
This one's only 5 minutes long. I guess we could do that as an introduction. Example of how thought-triggered attacks are deployed against victim. That sounds really...
I just thought of something else.
It's 8 seconds long.
Little Jason Mraz in the background.
I don't know what that is. I
have another question for you, Joe, real
yep.
quick. So if these people who are researching him realize that he's posting videos of it online, wouldn't they just stop researching him since they want his reactions? Because clearly he's found them out, so they should just be like, oh, yeah, forget it. We'll go spy on one of the other 7.5 billion people on the planet, maybe. But no, we got to stick with this guy.
See, this is the thing. There is zero line of logic. There's no, like...
I like trying to follow the logic.
No, I do too, but this is the aggravating thing about this. about this gang stalking thing. There is zero. Zero. Like, look, there's other conspiracy shit where I can go, all right, they think this because of this.
Yeah.
And they think these people are behind it because of this.
Because it's true. They, exactly.
Shut up.
No, that's why you believe them.
But no, it's not true. Shut up. But this, there is zero basis in, not even, in fantasy, there's zero basis for, I don't fucking understand. Hold on. Let me get a clip of Catherine Horton, because I trust Mersch on any kind of content. So mm-hmm. he sends, so I have to pick one of these. Hang on.
Oh, here, Mersch sent a link.
Oh, he did?
It'll blow your mind, apparently.
Okay, well, let's check this out. Let's see here. All right. I love the fact that it's a doctor, by the way. Doctor. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she didn't buy her certificate off some fucking Panamanian website. I'm sure it's a legitimate doctorate that she got.
I have a doctorate in reading.
1:30 a.m. on 17th of March 2018, Dr. Catherine Horton is getting ready for going to sleep under the nonstop machine gunning with pulsed energy projectiles.
Getting ready for going to sleep? My brain hurts. Go ahead.
I'm already. I. This is gonna anger me. This is.
So this is my work area. I had to reinforce it there to hear the shots coming down.
Dan.
I had to reinforce it.
Dan, there's tinfoil. Dan, there's tinfoil all over the place.
Bedding area.
Dan.
Yeah, so that's so the.
Do you hear that? That's tinfoil.
That's how they don't read your thoughts.
Am I watching Better Call Saul? What is this?
This is how they can't read your thoughts, Joe.
Dan, there's tinfoil all over the place.
Yeah, I asked you to have tinfoil for me here, by the way, and you don't.
Dan, the fucking walls are. Dan.
Yeah, then that they can't read your thoughts. I'm getting a headache.
Dan, I'm getting. Ow! Stop. Stop crinkling your fucking crazy nonsense paper. Stop it.
That's very convenient if she's making something in the oven. She can just take a piece of tinfoil off the wall and lay it down.
But then she'd be exposed.
Just that part. And then when she's done cooking.
So you have to hide from that part of her wall.
Mm-hmm. Already my wrist is being hurt.
What?
What?
The phone stops the video recording by itself. This can happen when a pulse... Or when your battery dies in your phone. You crazy cunt.
Yeah. Probably shooting.
Wait, are those binders?
But that's what this is for, and on the other side of the
mic. Stop crinkling it! It's loud, bitch!
So, this is, imagine sleeping like this.
I can't imagine sleeping like that. Why? Can you explain why you're sleeping like that, you stupid cunt?
This is for Nazi Switzerlanders.
What? The pulse energy projectiles fired out of military electromagnetic... God damn it, I'm tapped out already.
And the foil blocks it.
The pulsed energy projectiles fired out of military electromagnetic machine guns are so intense that they can reflect 100 times or more and still have full intensity.
Holy shit.
This means that if they shoot through the smallest gaps in the shielding, they reflect inside until they hit the victim. I don't know.
Oh, they bounce off the walls and shit?
Then why would you use foil? Because that's reflective.
No, because it bounces them off the outside. It's if they find the little holes.
But the foil's only on the inside, so it doesn't make
it. It can't make it inside because the foil's already there, Joe.
Just wrap the outside of your fucking shingles with aluminum foil.
No, you can't do that. There's a homeowners association. They don't allow that.
Forgot about that. For this reason, Dr. Horton.
That, and they don't let big Christmas decorations either. Both of those things are out.
Especially with Christmas lights. That's best banned.
Yeah, no foil with the lights, please. It reflects very...
For this reason, Horton has to sleep with shielding around her body and head inside the bunker.
There.
Oh, she lives in a bunker, Dan.
Yeah.
What can be heard in the following clip is the nonstop patter of shots from the electromagnetic machine guns hitting her body and head. No, that's this crazy bitch crinkling the fucking aluminum foil. That's what those sounds are.
It's just a cat running across the roof. Do you hear that?
Well, let's take a look for ourselves.
Like, wait, do you hear that knocking? Pizza, ma'am.
Okay, the machine gunning is actually so insane. I am going to lie down here, and I'll show you how I actually sleep at night with head protection.
Right, you got to cover those tits with foil. You don't want them to get gunned down with those pulses.
Not touching anything.
It's true.
And meanwhile.
So she's got the tinfoil wrapped around her head, but.
Well, of course, you don't want the pulses to get in your thoughts.
But not her mouth.
Well, no.
Why can't she stick a ball of tinfoil in her mouth and shut the fuck up for eternity?
Explain it to you.
I'm I'm trying to follow along, Dan.
Ma'am, your shoulder's exposed to the pulses.
Yeah.
So this seems to be coming in from the south.
Oh, it's from the south.
Oh, the south. You know, they always like coming in from the south, I've heard.
You know, it's those statues that they haven't torn down yet.
Is that what it is? Statues. She's in Switzerland. I don't think they have those there.
Well, it's the south.
Okay.
On occasions, they do hit my head. So I have to pull it down as much as possible. She had to fix her foil helmet. Just protect
yeah.
my forehead.
Adjust it.
Protect your forehead. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Teddy Spears is kinky. Yeah. She fucks.
The machine gunning continues all night long. Listen and count how many shots Dr. Horton receives. Louder shots are more intense. The computer-steered machine guns can tell when they hit Dr. Horton because of the dozens of sensors that have been illegally implanted in her by the Secret Services.
No, see, that's not... Joe just is her neighbor. He's just setting off fireworks.
This is just firecrackers, you stupid bitch. Dude, imagine if I was her neighbor and you threw one of those fucking torpedo things. Throw one of those behind me.
Okay.
I know you love doing it.
It's fun.
Imagine she was living next door to me, uh-huh. and we're doing a show, and just for no reason at all, I say, Dan, do this.
Oh, that man.
Try again.
Another hit to my head.
Ow. Oh, another hit to her head. Dan,
that one got her.
She's getting hits.
That one got her.
She's getting hits.
That one got her. Sorry, guys.
Oh, the foil did nothing for that one.
I'm actually being hit in the...
I think she'd have to triple wrap the foil.
The pulse from that firecracker got to my elbow. can you see how it's clicking when I bend it? That is from the pulse.
If you're new to the show, I like fireworks, and I have these fuseless firecrackers where you don't have to light them. You just have to throw them like those little white pop-pops when we were kids. Uh-huh. Only they sound exactly as loud as actual firecrackers.
And smell like them, too.
Yeah. Sweet smell of sulfur. Oh, when the machine guns don't hit the body, the shots become harder.
Oh.
By the way, we're...
I hate when that happens.
We're 5 minutes into the video. I don't know, are you checking out the chat?
Yeah.
Let me know if Merce has anything to...
He said he likes how mad it makes you.
It makes me... extremely aggravated.
Yes.
We're 4 minutes and 58 seconds into this video.
Uh-huh.
Remember those at least two title marks that said, listen to the shots?
I haven't heard any shots.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. I've heard nothing. I mean, I heard you throw a firecracker at my fridge. But aside from that,
yeah,
nothing. Nothing but foil crackling.
Okay. Is she still asleep?
Yeah.
Does she leave the camera on?
It looks like the video
night?
Is paused, but up.
Oh.
Up, there's more title. The shots are incredibly painful. Most of the energy slams into the bones and damages the structure and can cause leukemia. Inner organs, eyes, and the brain are also damaged. This is used to make money for big pharma.
I think that's arthritis. That happens as you get older.
Those weren't shots, by the way. She was adjusting her hat.
She moved, yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck are you?
Wait, you aren't gang stalked, huh? Well, lucky me found exactly who has been gang stalking me, and I'm not the only one.
Excuse really? Me, sir? Excuse me, sir? Sir? Hello?
No.
You almost hit me. You made a totally illegal move.
Get the fuck away from me. Man, are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
There's no fucking almost in life.
Excuse
I did not
me,
hit
sir?
You.
I said
hold
you
on.
Almost
There's
hit
no
me.
Almost
you made
life.
An illegal
well,
move,
the fuck
me,
off the
sir.
With that thing. You're in the...
Hold on, I gotta play the video of this.
Sir? Hello?
No.
Sure.
You almost hit me. You made a totally
oh
illegal
Don't
move.
Get the fuck away from me. Man,
wow.
Yes, I'm serious.
There's no fucking almost in life. I did not hit you.
There's
I
no
said
almost.
You almost
There's
hit
no
me.
Almost
you made an illegal...
Get the fuck off the street with that thing. You're in the street. It's not a car.
Actually, you're in a drive-thru. It's not a street.
It's a disability
it says drive-thru
mobility.
Right there.
So go away.
It's a disability mobility.
I'm with my kids here. Go away.
And what an example you're setting, the way you're acting right now for your kids.
Oh, do you?
It's not typical at all. Of,
you almost
well,
killed me.
Well, you know.
Well. Go away. I did not hit you. You should get out the street with that thing that you're riding. You're in the street.
Oh, my God.
Sir, I wanted a chalupa, and you're in the way.
Well.
Okay, maybe that's something we can go back to, but I need more of... foil hat.
Oh yeah, you need it.
So I can hear the shots actually bounce off.
No one's hearing the shots, lady. No one. Sometimes several pulses are fired fast consecutively into a muscle. Mm. They spelled that wrong. This causes the typical...
That's called a cramp.
Muscle tremors or muscle pulse.
Muscle tremors.
These muscle tremors. So they're not pulsing, they can't heal this muscle.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what she's talking about. Why are only parts of her body wrapped in foil if they protect things? I don't know what she's doing.
But the pulses are coming from the government.
That was a shot to the head.
No, it wasn't.
She got shot in the head,
Joe.
You just
pointed to your head. You may have touched it and felt that with your finger, you loopy cunt. There's nothing happening to you. There's nothing happening to you. You're just wearing foil like a psycho. Nothing's happening to you. Stop crinkling. It's annoying.
My hand joints hurt. Just they're shooting into them.
Stop touching your fucking headgear. She's pulling more fucking foil out of a fucking wrap dance. She's pulling more foil out.
Well, because the pulses were getting through.
No, they're not!
Yeah, Joe, she's got to protect herself from the pulses.
Okay.
They hurt your muscles.
I'm just going to place this over me.
Do you think she's safe yet?
You can still see my hands.
Oh, their hands are going to get pulsed. Baguette, so are we going to see some titty or not?
Now I can hear the shots much better.
If I was her boyfriend, I would leave that just like that. Honey, I hear the impulses coming. I hear the pulses coming. The shots are coming. Don't move. I would jerk off and come on her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she lifted the foil, I would just have a look of shock on my face saying, they shot you. And she'd forever think that my cum was governmental missiles.
Right.
What I just said...
Makes more sense.
Makes 100 million. I'm making a point here.
Uh-huh.
Makes 100 million times more fucking sense than what we're watching. Do you understand? Do you understand that?
I understand.
I'm putting that in perspective.
I understand.
It makes more sense.
I understand. I understand you don't want this woman protected.
Watch what again?
Oh, right here it's explaining again.
She breathed, and the fucking foil moved because that's how air works.
You didn't read the part that she was. You know, the machine gun punches through 6 layers of aluminum. And blast the 7th layer of the loose sheet of aluminum against the 8th, the helmet. Oh my goodness.
It's not a helmet. It's a piece of tinfoil wrapped around a crazy person's head. It's not a helmet.
Joe, they built it so strong that it can get through 8 layers of foil now.
This is what it sounds like when a shot at the end of a cluster of a shot hits the microphone.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
She's moving her feet under the foil, and it's making that crinkling sound. That's what you're hearing. It just said hear it again.
Oh, that's like when you have like a nose, like your nose is whistling a little bit, and you can't tell where the sound's coming from?
Yeah.
And you think it's government pulses.
So many shots being
she just queefed, and the foil made a little crinkling sound. That's what you heard.
This is like one of those ghost hunter shows.
Mm.
So did you hear that? Did you hear
that? It's just as realistic.
Did you hear that?
It's just as...
Whoa, listen, did you hear that? That's the government pulses.
I'm good. Oh my god. No, don't show sound waves.
I can hear pulses.
I'm too angry to even dissect this. Too fucking angry.
Oh, she can hear it again. Hold on. We're gonna hear it again.
Dan.
Hmm?
I think I have to stop this.
What we have the she used Audacity to track it, Joe.
Dan,
it's a good program.
It's
see, look, you can see the air the bulb. Oh, what was that?
That was her body
yeah.
moving under a sheet of tinfoil. That's what you
muscles.
Heard.
Oh, but she's moving because the pulses are hitting her.
No.
Oh.
Damn. Sound of foil. It's the sound of foil.
Did you know foil sounds a lot like government pulses?
Did it?
Yes.
Does it?
It does.
Good.
It's a known fact.
Well, we cleared that up.
Yep.
Thanks, Marsh. For making my fucking blood pressure go up. just as what I was saying to you before the show, at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Just when I think I've seen the craziest of shit on YouTube, then there's this. I never would. What the fuck is this map? What is this map?
There's a map, Joe.
Why?
Because it's you're learning from it now.
Black satanic goat play. I can't fucking look. No. No.
You're not going to watch it?
I'm done. Okay. I'm done. No.
All right.
I can't do this.
She's got a map that has all the evidence.
I don't need the fucking map.
You want the map?
It.
All right. We'll talk about something normal. We'll talk about false memories.
The fucking. Jesus Christ. I mean, it's the fucking punchline to crazy people is tinfoil around their head.
Yeah.
There's people that are actually doing that.
Because it's what stops the pulses. I feel like you didn't even listen.
Dan.
Yeah.
Fuck. Evil Ian, oh Joe, it gets so much crazier. I bet Static Void. Yes, it is. It is next time.
You alright, Joe? You wanna move on to something else?
Yeah, let's move on.
You wanna talk about dick stuff?
I could feel the sides of my forehead pulsating. I believe those are called temples.
You want to just do a story? Does that make you feel better?
I would like a story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a story. It'll make you feel a little better. Without anyone following anybody, just a normal... Do you want to just do the top one?
Yeah.
You like that? Is that your kind of thing? That's right up your alley, isn't it? All right, we're going to make them feel better, guys. All right, here we go. This is Joe's kind of story, not that weird shit. Just normal, wholesome entertainment.
Right, that's what we do best here on the show.
Okay, mystery masturbator leaves semen on bloke's towel while he works out. See? Much better.
I love when there's a mystery masturbator in the air.
See, this is no tinfoil.
Quite welcome, Static Void.
It looks like a gray towel.
Thanks for the reminder. Sorry, I'm listening. Looks like a gray towel.
Yeah. Other than that, there's no conspiracy here.
Good.
Oh, that's at Pump Gyms. That's fitting.
Rational times. Life saved with fireworks. You know what? It's funny. That just shows you how angry that video made me.
Yeah.
Even Dan throwing firecrackers, which would normally make me smile and giddy, because I'm a kid when it comes to explosives.
Yeah.
It didn't faze me. I was so angry that even fireworks didn't lift my mood.
Yeah.
No. God damn it. God fucking damn it. Anyway, the story.
Okay. Late night gym goer Muhammad Ali. Well, I mean, I don't think that's Muhammad Ali.
Are you reading the same story I put in the doc?
Yeah. Was shocked to discover his towel covered
in semen. Is that really what it's...
It's a common name. Was shocked to discover his towel covered in semen after he left it.
Tia has a great question.
Oh, yes.
She's wearing a gray shirt.
It's a gray jacket, and the towel looks like kind of dark gray.
Oh, shit. Tia, why are you bringing me back to... No, I don't... We're doing a cum story. I'm trying to feel normal.
Simple cum stories to end the show with.
I want to be
normal.
He
wants to go into Thanksgiving with a nice cum story.
Yes. I want to go back to normalcy here.
Yeah, just normal. Anyway, this guy, Muhammad Ali, was shocked to discover his towel covered in semen after he left it in the changing room.
I mean, I'd be shocked.
Muhammad, 17, hung his towel in the changing rooms at Pump Gym.
Pump Gym?
Get it?
That's the name of the...
Northampton.
Is this a fag gym?
I mean, if one goes there, I guess...
Do they have fag gyms?
I don't think so.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Look like I go to a whole lot of gyms, Joe?
No.
Okay.
Not like I?
No.
Thank you. So neither of us know.
There's no tone in this room.
Point is, it's a good question. I don't know if they have that.
I don't know.
All right. Go on.
That would suck if you worked at a gym for 6 months and realized only afterwards. You got in shape for nothing. Anyway, yeah, he went to go to the bathroom, came back, his towel was covered in semen. Someone else must have entered the changing room because when Muhammad emerged from the cubicle, his towel had been violated.
Somebody ate his Indian food.
He he sniffed the mysterious white fluid on his towel.
Mysterious white fluid.
And it was only then that he realized precisely what happened.
It must have been, like, right after the guy came on it, because I don't know if you know anything about coming on cloth material.
I've only done it a few times.
I remember I came inside of an Ozzy Osbourne hat by accident once. I was sitting on... Listen, I was sitting... All right, it's all my old place.
Yeah.
Next to my bed, I had a couch type chair.
Right.
I was sitting, I was jerking off on it. And on the floor next to my shoe, my foot, whatever, one of those, I had my Ozzy Osbourne hat that I had taken off and put down, so it was upside down. Uh-huh. And I accidentally came, and on the inside of the hat, it was white.
Uh-huh.
And the next day, yellow stain.
Oh, no.
Once it dries,
yeah,
on a white surface, turns yellow normally.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does it on carpet, too.
Right, everywhere.
I learned that.
My point is, this mystery masturbator...
I thought it would just evaporate.
That was our wish as kids. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it doesn't.
I was 13, I had little orange spots on my carpet.
Especially when Mommy has to do the laundry.
I don't know, Mom. I must have dropped some rusty metal there.
Yeah. But...
I'm going to go outside and play now.
But spent the love seat. It was a piece of a sectional couch that was in the living room, and then we got new furniture, and I wanted to keep it as a...
A static boy wants to know if you ever accidentally came in your own mouth.
I believe you know that if you listen to the show. I did everything but come in my mouth. I avoided my mouth by keeping my lips tightly shut. It dripped from my nose to the bridge between my nose and upper lip. And because I got up off my bed like the Exorcist and stared at the ceiling like I was wearing a gray shirt, I was able to grab a Wendy's napkin and wipe it off.
You use a lot of Wendy's napkins.
Before, yes, I do.
Ew.
Before it dripped anywhere into my lip or mouth, because that would be gay.
Yes.
But trying to blow myself was not.
Okay.
So.
Having a dick in your mouth, not gay.
Just the tip.
Because it's your own dick.
I can only fit like the tip of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
As I was jerking off. And again, I had already been jerking off before I tried that.
Right.
When I put my ankles above my head. You were jerking off and
you're like, wait a minute.
I bet
why am I using my hands?
I bet I can make this wet.
Like a sucker.
Yeah, I could probably make this wet here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, at the end of jerking off.
So what have we learned, everybody? Joe's really good at sucking dick. I mean, he made himself come in seconds.
That's not what I was saying.
Yeah, he's real good at it.
That's not the point of this tale. I was just refreshing people's memories. If they hadn't heard the story, well, I didn't really tell it, but those are the highlights, really.
Yeah.
Amanda Michelle, thank God women don't have to worry about this while masturbating. Well, unless you're a squirter.
Yeah, but even then, I don't think they try to get their cooch in their mouth.
Oh, that was you're talking about?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but they could put their... tit in their mouth, which is, you know.
Stack voice says, yeah, it happens most often when I whack it laying in my bed and I can't get the sock over the tip in time. Shit happens.
Yes, if you hadn't heard the story, I tried to blow myself when I was 16 and it kind
of
worked.
Suze Luigi says, years of drug use has completely killed all shame within you.
Yeah, it's all gone. No, I didn't suck a dick. I sucked mine. Fuck, don't cut that.
Dennis isn't even here tonight, but he has, if he goes back to listen to this, oh boy.
If he had any amount of motivation, he would make like two promos at tonight's show.
They're all about you. Definitely not fucking your aunt, but definitely sucking your dick.
I did it once, because I wanted to see if I could. All right, what's wrong with that? Nothing. Nothing, I tell you. Nothing.
What boy doesn't suck his own dick?
What? Anyway, you had a story.
Oh, yeah. So he sniffed the white fluid, and it would...
Tia, without details, it's weird, though.
Yeah, well, luckily you have details, and you know it's just a normal story of a boy and his dick.
White bot, new promo, please. Yeah, I agree. You hear that, Dennis? Yeah, wait, no, on that? Oh, I don't want that to be a promo.
What else on the show would you want to be a promo other than you yelling at the tinfoil?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the... come on my nose. Anyway,
furious.
Static Void, thank you. He goes, we've all tried to suck our own dicks. Come on. See?
Yeah, but few succeed.
So it's not like a victory that I did succeed?
No, I mean...
I didn't get my whole dick in my mouth. I just got it up to...
I think once you succeed, then you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I felt not good. It wasn't like a hot experience, believe me. That's why I didn't do it again. Yeah, no. Just wanted to see if it could happen. Rational Times. Thanksgiving conversation starters.
So, Joe,
what team do you think is going to win? I tell you when I tried to suck my own dick, because I did.
Cowboys, by the way.
Go fuck yourself, Marsh.
Amanda Michelle.
This episode of Cousin Dan is lit.
So Joe comes in his own mouth and bones his aunt. Awesome show.
All right, look. Only one of those things happened. And no, neither. I never came in my mouth. I came with my nose and my cheek, and it started dripping
down. Yeah, like a man.
Right. I wiped it before it could drip down to my lip.
Yeah, before it got all gay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just a little bit of cum on the nose and cheek.
Yeah.
Like a straight man.
Yeah.
Mob Tech. Balls resting on his chin. He made it. Fucking Clerks. That's a great reference, Mob Tech. Holy shit. He gave himself a facial way less gay merch.
It wasn't my intention. It was, look, I said I'd been...
He's just so good at sucking dick. He couldn't stop himself.
No, I was jerking off for the majority of that session.
Elite Wizard, no.
And at the very end, I decided, can I get this in my mouth? No. So I'd already been jerking off, and I had my angles, like, by my ears, with one hand on each ass cheek, forcing my dick in my mouth. And you know at the very end, when you're about to come, you're, like, paralyzed, you can't move? So
you pull your dick out and you come all over your face.
That was all I could do.
That was all I could do to not call my mom. Did you say, like, oh yeah, that's the stuff? Oh, you did it?
I did not say that's the stuff.
That's my favorite.
That's not what I wanted. That's not what I planned.
A Loot Wizard says, was this right after you fucked your aunt in the ass? Which is messed up, because no, it wasn't. It was right before. That's messed up to say something like that.
Thank you for agreeing with that, Dan.
Static Void says, I'm definitely going to try to suck my own dick tonight. See, it wasn't gay. He didn't want to come in his mouth. That would be gay. He just came all over his face.
I had such a small window of time before I was about to come. Again, you know, you get like almost paralyzed.
Why don't you just swat it away like that chick?
Wow.
Remember that girl you were with that just like swatted your cock out of the way?
Yeah, made me come on my own floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Turned orange and crusty.
Well, that happened afterwards, unfortunately, so I couldn't learn from her. But yeah, it's...
The finger in his ass was cramping, so he wanted to try something else.
That was afterwards. Wasn't my finger either.
It was a Duracell battery. It kept going.
No, Frozen Asian, I will not be writing a book called How to Suck Your Own Dick and Succeed. A motivational book. I will not be writing that. White Pot looks at yourself in the mirror. You are great.
Ugh. Joe got his first blowjob from a woman. He's like, that's the second best blowjob I've ever received.
That was actually after my first blowjob.
Wait, you heard he got a real blowjob from another person? You still can't suck your own
dick? Wait, no, I didn't know. No, it was right before I got it from the retarded Bosie's.
The special gal?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, la, la.
She wasn't retarded. She was...
Right.
It's a whole other story. I don't want to retell that.
Oh, that's not how you eat corn on the cob.
All right, look, we got new listeners. I'll make it quick. I went to...
We should send everyone who listens like a little book.
A little e-pamphlet of all the highlights of my embarrassing
just
things.
Just so you get all the callbacks.
Look, I went to Rockland Tech Center, which is called Bosie's, and Bosie's is normally referred to as the school the retards go to. And there was a... I took electrical... The class next to me was carpentry, and in there they took the fucking...
That was a smart class.
The rejects. They took. There was a kid in there that called in a bomb threat to his school.
Okay.
So there was also a girl that was like maybe autistic, and in that class they built like these little shack sheds, and then us, the electricians, would go wire them.
She had a pet apple.
On top of the, we made plans to go on top of one of the sheds inside the classroom.
Right.
During lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I walked by her, and I said, "Are you ready?" And she goes, "No."
And she said, "Do you like horses?"
She said, "I'll be there when I finish this." And she was eating a meatball parm sandwich.
Okay.
And she met me on top of the shack and put my dick in her mouth with meatball sauce around her lips. It was all over her face. And my teacher walked in the class calling for me. And I just held her head down so she wouldn't make noise. Because I didn't want to get caught. And
you sound like in the Goonies when Chunk was confessing all of his sins.
No, Lisa, I did not go to a retard school. I went to regular high school. The last 2 years of high school, a bus would come at lunchtime.
It was short.
And take me to... No, it wasn't.
It was a little tiny bus.
And take me to the tech center for trade school. Uh-huh. It was trade school. I actually went to the union. I'd worked in the union for doing electrical for a year and a half.
She had a backpack.
But, Lian, what the fuck with these stories, Joe? You must be a new listener. I mean, I recognize your names. So I know you're not, but I know I've told this before.
Fuck. And then Joe came, and she went, "Yay!"
I never came.
Oh, that's, you say that for yourself? I want this to be special.
Fucking asshole.
What?
Well,
Heather's in the chat.
Heather, I don't think you know this person.
That's even better.
I don't think Heather went to Posey's. Oh, God. Hi, Heather. Oh, boy. I'm not a tard rapist.
No, she was into it. He told her. This where the apple juice comes out? Yes. Yes, it is. You just keep mushing those meatball parm lips up against it.
Oh, fuck.
This apple juice tastes sour. Just fuck, keep going.
Ah, shit. But yeah, luckily all
charges were dropped.
God damn it. God fucking damn it. Ah, shit. Oh, fuck, it's like 9 o'clock already.
Could have been worse. You could have had gum in your towel.
That's right. And we will finish that story next week.
It wasn't much of the story that just came on his towel. There's a lot of pictures of him holding the towel.
For some reason.
His towel is going to come in it. Do you think they washed the towel before they did the photo op, or did you just let it dry in there?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Fuck me. Oh. She wasn't like Down syndrome retarded. She was just like a little slow. She was like a...
She's not making it better.
I know. I always do this. I try to explain it.
You know, she was a hot retarded.
No, she wasn't. Well, alright. She was just ugly autistic.
Just normal ugly, not retard ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Joe the Autistic Annihilator Coletta. I have a headache.
Mongol Molester. Oh, the fuck. You guys are fucking hilarious. Oh, man. Shit. We gotta get out of here, though.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck. My head hurts from laughing.
Oh, my God.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And you're fucking hilarious. All of you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our...
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Horrible stories. Yes, have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Amanda, I do.
If you have other friends who want to hear about tard blow jobs,
I don't know what you're talking about. She was not
ant fucking. Tell them tune in.
I never did that.
Tell them check out the YouTube.
Never did that. Yeah, have your friends subscribe to the Cousin Joe Show.
Yeah, it's just great for Grammy to hear on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. we'll see you not this Thursday, of course, it's Thanksgiving, but the Thursday after that.
Yeah, and follow the Cousin Joe on the Twitter there.
Yeah, it's at Cousin Joe Show on Twitter.
And at Joe Coletta and at Cousin Dan. So you know if we're going to pop up and do a show on a Tuesday randomly like this.
Right, which we will do soon.
Yeah, thanks,
we keep
guys.
Talking about it. But...
Thank you, Cousin Joe!
All right. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next Thursday.
Yeah, we will.
Have a good night, everyone. But it's my birthday. All right.